lighten up. It's Friday.
Friday.
Is it Friday already?
CGIF.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You're listening to The Leafs Lunch, Friday, 5 in 5. On TSN 1050, The Leafs live here.
All right, let's wrap up the week with our Friday 5 in 5. I'm Mike DiStefano, a.k.a. Al's brother, with you on Leafs Lunch. And joining me for the Friday 5 in 5 is my partner in crime, my partner who has not joined me in quite some time. I've missed her oh so dearly. Let's bring her on. It's Julia Tesheri. Julia, how are you?
Oh, my gosh, AB. Thank God. The Friday 5 and 5 music just got me buzzing the same way it does in the office. Like, I really needed a pick-me-up after yesterday's pure shenanigans and the day before that.
People don't see us, but, like, when we're in there during the Friday 5 and 5 and, like, during the music, our head's bopping, our hips are shaking.
We're getting the whole body going.
We really do. It's like a dance club inside the 1050 studio for us, too, when they get these songs going.
Yeah.
It's great. Do you have a good holiday, though? How many Persians were you able to scarf down while you were up in Thunder Bay?
Don't think I didn't hear you call them Pashminas to Craig Button yesterday.
Oh, man.
Because I did. Because I did, but I was able to throw back a couple while I was home, and then I left Thunder Bay on Christmas Day to go out to Red Deer, and we all know how that went, how that unfolded.
Yeah, so, like, obviously everyone's kind of broken up about it. The World Juniors, a favorite event of so many people, and you had the opportunity to go out and cover it, and that was amazing. And, you know, what was the vibe like, I guess, in Red Deer when you arrived, and then how did it progressively kind of become doom and gloom to the point where it finally got canceled? Like, what was the vibe like in Red Deer?
Well, I heard Craig say it the other day, and when we got there, we were all just kind of, like, the nerve is, for example, I was in the Women's World bubble this summer in Calgary, right? And I got there, we got tested, I had no fears about testing positive for COVID because we were in a bubble. Here in Red Deer, we were getting tested twice a day, so we were doing a PCR test in the morning and then a rapid response test when we got to the rink just to be safe in case we were positive and the result didn't come back. And every time, I was, like, holding my breath because you really have no idea right now. Like, you don't know when you're going to get tested positive or whatever the case is. So there was definitely a feeling of uneasiness. And then after dominoes started to fall, once games got canceled, there was a feeling of, oh, God, like, I don't know how this is going to go. But I can tell you honestly, I had no idea. And I think everyone was really blindsided at the timing of the cancellation. Like, I was ready for the USA game. The USA game, I thought for sure was going to go.
The one against Sweden, the second game?
Yeah, like, I the first game got canceled, and I thought, okay, I'll go back to my hotel room, I'll do some work, and then I'll be ready for the USA-Sweden game. And obviously, we know how that went. And then yesterday, I was in the airport, and Bob McKenzie was giving us all the lowdown, and apparently two Swedish players were a couple of the positive tests yesterday. So I guess that game wouldn't have gone either way.
Well, that's the thing, right? So then we got more news yesterday how there were multiple teams producing positive COVID tests. There would have been multiple postponements or forfeitures in yesterday's games as well. So I at the end of the day, I think they made the right decision. It would have just been so difficult to kind of go through the tournament with all of this going around.
Totally. You would have had, like, a random team with a gold medal just because they didn't get COVID. it was really tough. But, like, 3 weeks ago, AB, the last Leafs Lunch show I did, at the very end of the show, we said, oh, my gosh, John Tavares and Alex Kerfoot have been placed into COVID-19 protocol, like, in the last minute of the show. That was the last show I did.
Yes.
And that's really when things started to go south in terms of COVID. Like, it all just changed so quickly. So had COVID been bad, there would have been a bubble planned in the first place. But by the time it got really bad, it was kind of too late to go. Like, a bubble takes a lot of planning. And I know that there was a lot of stuff on Twitter about there being people roaming the hotel and things like that. And that was true, but, like, I don't know how they could have, like, it's just like an average year. I think they just tried to go about it normally. And then by the time they realized this variant was just ripping through people, it was too late to go to that format.
Did you crash that wedding in Red Deer?
I did not crash the Red Deer wedding, the most famous wedding. But you know what? We did see the bride. We were all sitting solemnly at the lobby bar after the news, distance, of course, because we didn't want to be those people to test positive right before we got to go home. And we did see the bride go by. She looked great. Happy for her. Although, like, there was a lot of...
Who has a wedding in... Who has a December wedding in Red Deer in minus 38 degree weather? That's the question that I want to know.
She looked great, though. I was looking at her. I was like, you know what? Good for you, girl. Do your thing.
Insane. I still just can't wrap my head around the fact that they had a December
wedding. In Thunder Bay.
Yeah, that sounds crazy. I don't know. I guess that might just be like
Thunder Bay.
well, happy, you know, happy belated anniversary to the Tashiri parents. You excited for tomorrow?
My mom has a pretty cool fur coat going. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, are you excited for tomorrow? Finally get to see another Leafs game.
Oh my gosh, AB, I can't wait. Like, I'm so glad. I've FOMO from Leaf Lunch every day. I listen, I'm like, oh, I miss Leaf Lunch. So looking forward to Leafs hockey. I haven't missed any games even since I've been gone, just because there's been so many guys in protocol, but I'm psyched to finally watch the game tomorrow.
Yeah, as am I. And we gotta run here. We're getting the wrap sign from Chris. But you'll be back on Monday.
We'll be back.
Tuesday.
It'll be great. Tuesday, right. Monday's a holiday. So right. Can't wait, guys.
All right, Julia, we'll catch you on Tuesday. Thank you so much. Happy New Year. Have fun tonight.
Happy New Year, AB.
All right, there she is, Julia Tashiri, my partner in crime, bar down, and the co-host of Lee.